Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You guys are pretty good at that, I would say.
Ignoring things.
Ignoring me.
Most.
Just kidding.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. I'm Owen and I'm with Abby.
Hey.
And I'm with Marius.
Hi, hello, hello.
This
hey,
is,
hello, hello.
Copy in Copenhagen, the podcast about life in Copenhagen, about life in Denmark, about life in Scandinavia, and about whatever else we feel like talking about. That's what this podcast is about.
That's correct.
But it's Friday. Oh. Which means we talk about the news. So we feel like talking about things, but it's news orientated.
Yeah.
Articles that you could find in places such as the Copenhagen Post.
Yeah.
And other.
We won't mention the others by name, but there are others.
Because you can find us on Copenhagen Post too.
Yes.
That's how good the quality of stuff is on the Copenhagen Post.
Oh, yeah.
Abby's American. I'm Irish. Marius is Danish. And that's the basics covered.
That's the context.
You're in. You're
that's
in.
That's the context.
That's the crash course into what we're what's happening in the next 25-30 minutes.
No there one is go. Confused now.
I hope not. We can talk about other things later on. But before we talk
no
about
one
other things,
rhymes with Owen.
No one.
Kind
no.
of.
No
one, I mean, like one. It's like a near rhyme.
Yeah. And
like,
a train is off the tracks.
When you say things like "no one is confused," like we could just be like. No, and then you and I could look at each other and sort of like point at Owen
and have a little laugh together.
Should we try that today?
So you're going to refer to no one as me,
yeah,
trying to talk about me in front of me without me noticing.
Yeah,
you're the Voldemort of this podcast.
I thought I was the
oh, yeah, you're the golden retriever.
The golden retriever.
You're Voldemort, but with golden retriever energy.
Marius okay. told us all what kind of dogs we were before this podcast got started today. A listener said that Owen, it's because there's been an ongoing debate among listeners who eventually see a picture of us.
Yes.
That it's not even a debate. That it's an enthusiastic
yeah.
reflection that Owen shouldn't be Owen. Owen should be Marius and Marius should be Owen.
Yeah.
That like in the pictures they see them and they're like, no, there's no way.
That's
Owen and yeah. that's Marius. Mm-hmm. So check out the picture, see what you think. But one person, the only one that said this, every single other person is like, oh my gosh, I totally agree.
I agree that you can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, everybody says they agree that it should be the other way.
Yeah.
This started
yeah.
my friend Sophie Hagen
yeah.
wrote to me and said, I cannot believe that's Marius and that's Owen. So we posted a picture that was like had Marius holding a sign that said
which
not
some people
Owen.
Don't get is that they think that's a joke and that's Owen holding
because
it as well, which it gets more confusing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So, oh, it should have said no one on that one.
But anyway, somebody wrote in, the only person that is quick enough to catch which one is the real Owen said it's obvious which one is the real Owen because his face matches personality because Owen has real golden retriever energy.
Which is what it is. I mean, I don't...
I think that is a
compliment.
It's a huge compliment.
I have said it about myself in a way that I am extremely proud. I'm a little jealous. I'm like, okay, Owen is the one with golden retriever energy on this podcast.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it and I accept this ruling from our listener. What I don't accept is Marius, before this podcast started, he confirmed, he says that Owen has golden retriever energy. He said that I am a rough and tumble
dog about town, right?
Dog about town.
That was the
poodle. Not like a nicely groomed poodle, but like a poodle on the streets.
Yeah, street
it
poodle.
It was like, I meant a cool poodle, you
I
know?
I think that's cool.
A poodle. You're a poodle.
Do in fact accept that I am a poodle.
Yeah.
You, Marius said he was a cat.
Yeah.
Of all the dogs,
he's
said
a cat.
Cat.
Yeah, yeah. In the dog analogy, which he started,
yeah.
he's a cat.
Yeah,
yeah sure.
Oh, you're
all
so
right.
special.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay,
you're so
yeah,
special.
Yeah.
You're a whole different breed.
But I think that's very cat-like to be like, oh, I'm special. I'm
you're right.
a cat.
You're right.
You're
isn't
right.
That
you're
cat?
Right. That is
isn't
cat.
That what a cat would say?
That's very cat.
And actually, now that you've said it, like I really...
I see it now.
When you said it, I was like, no, you're a dog. You're a dash hound is what I said. And I do think... Dachshund is maybe the cat of dogs. have been like watching you now and like think your movements are a little cat. Like he's purring.
He's got
now.
A bit of feline.
Yeah. He's long. Physicality he's limber. To him. There's All right.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. We'll take it.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Two cats and a dog. The podcast. two dogs and a cat. Okay, this is the news episode, right?
Yeah, I think it's the news episode. Speaking of which.
This is a news. If we just wrote one little tiny article about which dog is we are, that would be the
That's
news.
News.
So.
That's news.
Yeah. In other news, Marius.
Yeah. Quick update. I'm not going to linger too long on this, but that Nord Stream explosion of the pipeline thing that happened, this is back in 2022, September.
We were doing this podcast then, though. I remember you telling me about this then.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so what happened? There was a pipe and it got blown up.
Exactly.
And it made Mette Frederiksen mad.
Yes.
That's what happened?
That's.
And then they were like, how did it get, couldn't be an accident. It was a pipe. That was carrying pipe stuff.
Yeah,
is that
exactly.
What happened? Okay.
Perfectly summarized, Abby.
You're right. I'm a poodle. I'm a cool poodle on the streets. And if there's one thing that cool poodles on the streets are known for, it's good being good at news summaries.
Yep. So there's been an investigation going on ever since then to determine, was it the Russians? Or could it have been anybody else? That's because everybody was just probably Russians.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying the Ukrainians actually did it. It was like, and then there was German passports involved. And
yeah, there's been a lot of interesting leads. Yeah.
Okay,
you could
quick question. I'm sorry. So sorry to derail this one more time, but what?
No, you're not.
What kind of dog would the Russians be?
The Russians?
Whatever you
general?
Say is going to be messed up.
Yeah, yeah.
So go ahead. Save it for your blog, the
She's
art
just put
right.
you onto an ice lake now. Yeah. Just waiting for you to crack through. Every step you take will make you fall through the ice here.
I'm on the Siberian tundra. On a hot summer's day. I don't know. That made no sense. Anyway, so the Swedes have been investigating this because it's in the North Sea, right? So it was outside of Bornholm, and that's close to Sweden, actually.
Yeah.
So the Swedish have been investigating it, the Danes have been investigating it, and the Germans, because they get a lot of this pipeline-y stuff, energy stuff. So the gas. Swedes have now... Gas, that's what it's called. Thank you.
pipeline-y stuff? I started that, and you went with it.
Yeah.
That's
being very
fun.
Vague with the details here to speed the story up.
Speed the story up!
The word's gas! You said more words than the actual word.
Pipeline-y stuff.
I think you'll find shorthand for gas is
pipeline-y
stuff. TPLS.
It's the longest.
If you really know each other.
Anyway, the Swedes have now come out and said, we're done. We're not going to investigate this anymore.
Okay.
That's my dream.
We've done
just
it.
Just don't do things anymore.
Yeah, they've written...
Like, if they're the people who blew up this pipeline are listening.
Sure there's... Sorry, finish it off. Marius.
Thank you.
Yeah, go for it.
Stopping...
No.
See, golden retriever. That's how a golden retriever is.
That's what a golden retriever retrieves the story.
Retrieves the story. Abby threw it away. I'm bringing you back to Marius.
Yeah, very good.
Marius, finish the story.
That's my job on the podcast is to throw the ball. cast the frisbee off into the woods. Owen jumps and brings it back.
And gives it to Marius.
Okay.
So the Swedes stopped the investigation because all they wanted to find out was any Swedes involved, or was it sort of were Swedish territory involved in this? So they launched the boat from there or something.
Yeah.
And they feel like they figured that out now. So they're done.
It's done.
The Danes are still on it, and the Germans are still on it. So
okay. Okay. All right.
More
okay.
to come. Okay. Potentially.
Thanks for that. So Sweden's out. Sweden's out. Germany's still in. Denmark's still in.
Yeah.
Sweden had nothing to do with it.
According to them. We might come back and say maybe you did.
Actually, it was all the Swedes.
It was only Swedes.
Go on. What's the next thing? What do you have?
Well, and then... building off of our chitty chatty baddie, where
the
we
Monday
talked,
episode, yes, last Monday's episode,
we talked about small talk and dentists. I talked about my experiences at the dentist and as a Dane experience in small talk there.
Yeah.
A listener and an insider who works at a dentist clinic,
wow,
has confirmed that this is true.
What? Wait, what's
that,
true?
That the small talk
happens.
Dentist equals small talk.
Yeah.
So, and this is from a like an insider, right? So it's not just somebody anecdotal who, now. Yeah, it's not just like my legit story.
Okay, but did she say? Did they say anything else? What did
no,
they
no,
say?
They
we can't give too much information. No, we were just. It was confirmed by an insider that
anonymous source.
Yeah, that dentistry equals small talk.
I got feedback from a Finnish listener who is also a friend that that she listened to that podcast and it was actually helpful. She said it like was like really helpful for to her to understand the part where we said we. I'm saying we to be inclusive. It was me. Where I said
poodle.
Small talk is it's like a conversation you can enter into without like any fear that it's gonna go anywhere like serious or whatever. And she was like, oh my gosh, that really helped me understand small talk.
For the for the
we're
full,
doing the good work here.
For the full for the full experience, listen to Monday's episode.
Yeah.
Big talk, small talk. But Marius, I believe there's a continuation on this story.
There is just in today, hot off the press, it has been sort of come out that many young kids. So you get sort of free dentist by the commune. When you're, I think it's now up to actually 22, I was reading here in this article, so they've changed the rule a bit. But there's been a massive backlog, probably due to Corona and everything. So there's been a lot of kids with holes in their teeth and stuff like that. Who's like
cavities. We call those cavities. They call them just holes here. It's really silly.
Cavities. Yeah, make fun of the non-native fucking poodle energy over there. with the cavities. Caius and Bactus. You ever heard of this?
No.
I know that's about Caius and Bactus because I have kids.
That
but
was the things that made the holes in the teeth.
They're like little. No, they're like bacteria. In their kids' story things. Like they're little trolls that live in your.
Yeah, like dig into your teeth and stuff like that.
Plaque and
Yeah.
That's not what this article is about. But there's been such a backlog that many children like are not getting their cavities fixed.
Mm.
So infections go break out and stuff like that. And then they're just ending up like pulling out these children's teeth, which is not that great. So there's a massive sort of a bit of an investigation into how to help and improve this. Because probably not going to help with children's fear of dentists and stuff.
So
like
what
that,
we're saying is we're putting a call out to our dental industry insider and saying if you have any insight into if you have a look into this hole and tell us what you see.
I have a really good tooth pulling anecdote in Denmark.
Anecdote,
that's what it's called. My kid had to get four teeth pulled because she didn't have like teeth coming in
or
like grown-up teeth, so she had to get the little teeth pulled to like make room in her mouth, whatever. Doesn't matter. The point is, the day before the thing, one of them fell out. Miracle. So she only had three teeth pulled. And then she had the one pulled. And then she had a second one pulled. They like gave her like Novocaine around the thing. They had to pull it so hard that it flew across the room. It flew across the room, and my kid's there, like with her mouth open and her like teeth bleeding and like cotton stuff in her mouth, going.
That's
and I was like hunting for this tooth on the ground, and the dentist. There was a dentist and an assistant, and they were hunting for the tooth until eventually they had to be like, we have to pull the last one before the Novocaine wears off.
But what did you want to do with the other tooth?
Yeah,
it was just flown around the dentist.
I suppose
office.
You having a look, but the dentist would be like, fuck it, we'll get that later.
It was really dramatic. Like it was
whoosh,
and it was like it was across.
I suppose take it from a child's
gone.
Perspective. Parts of your body are being strewn across the room,
and no one cares.
No one cares. That's probably traumatizing.
They're important for the tooth fairy. Like we want the tooth.
Yeah.
And then we had to pull out the last one, and then we were like looking around the room while she's like bleeding. She's like tampons in her mouth to collect the blood, I found it. I found the tooth.
Nice.
And they're insane. Like when the teeth get pulled, they're like so. Long long because the whole root comes out. Otherwise, your mouth like swallows the root. That's science. This is a science podcast where I explain dentistry to you.
That's science. Anything else? Quickly.
No.
Okay, cool.
I had an anecdote, but let's move on.
I had
what is going on in this podcast? Huh. Are we in a rush? What's your anecdote?
It was another. My dad had his wisdom tooth out, and a bit of his jaw came with it.
What?
Yeah, he showed.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tooth. He still has it like a fucking trophy.
Oh god, I'm so sorry for anyone who's about to go to a dentist.
Oh my god.
I have three coming. And also then I just thought, did your parents save your teeth? Like, because my parents have a little like weird silver box with all
is
my baby teeth.
Is your father Ed Gein?
No, but it's I thought it was funny as a kid, but now I'm like, this is actually really
weird to throw them out though. I have some of them. I have some of my
plant
kids'
them.
Teeth. But there are like plant them, that's cute.
Yeah, right? You'd be like, oh, plant them, we'll grow it.
But I didn't get tooth fairy money, so there was none of that, so I don't know why they kept
it. You just
them.
Got the creepiness.
Yeah, I just got the creepy bit.
I do find, like, it's weird. Sometimes in Denmark, more than I did in America, I see tooth boxes that kids are supposed to, like, have to collect all their teeth, or parents are supposed to do it, and it's like with them lined up, you know, like this is like first incisor, like
no.
And it like remakes the mouth in the box. I do think
creepy.
I feel like it's weird. I mean, I love kids however, I just fundamentally don't want to trust any person who is like
collecting body parts,
who is discarding and regrowing, replacing their teeth. Like, that just feels like, it just feels like a trustworthy act. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're just like sitting there in class, sitting there at dinner, sitting there like doing anything, watching TV
and
replacing their teeth.
Yeah, that is a bit, when you think of it like that.
I'm just saying, don't hold it against kids, but
I mean, you're replacing your skin cells right now also, right? So that's
not
also
Copenhagen, the science podcast. Yeah. There we go.
Your toenails are growing as we speak.
I said at the start, at the top of the show, as they say in the industry, I said Scandinavian news.
Yes.
And I think I have the most Scandinavian event of the decade, probably.
Okay.
Maybe of the century.
Oh.
Wait, let's guess what it is from that description. What do you think the most Scandinavian event would be?
Something with a bicycle and IKEA and some.
Oh, let me rephrase it. Wealthy story. The most wealthy Scandinavian story.
Okay.
Because it's not bicycle oriented. It's all right. Let me put it into this. It's a Norwegian story.
Okay.
I had really fun guesses, and then he ruined them. I had really fun guesses. I was like, okay, we're all eating cake.
Yeah.
And it's a cake eating competition, but nobody can win because nobody can be better than anybody. Everybody's wearing gray.
Gray? Why not black?
Well, maybe black, but like I was thinking they match their couches today.
Ah, okay. Nice.
You know?
No, what happened last week was a Tesla crashed into the Oslo Fjord.
Oh.
And was rescued by a floating sauna.
Oh my god.
That's incredibly Scandinavian. That's the most Scandinavian thing I've heard in a while. Yes. So a guy in a Tesla.
Environmentally environmentally. I can't talk.
Keep going.
Environmentally friendly car.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that all you had to say?
Meets a sauna in Norway. That's, yeah. Because a Tesla isn't Scandinavian, but it is if you think of it in an environment.
Like as in Tesla is very popular. It's like this most sold car in Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, I think, at the moment.
Probably.
Not for much longer if the unions get their way, though, because Tesla's not being nice to the unions.
Oh, they did lower the price of Teslas recently.
I don't know why they did that, though.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but can we get back on track? How did a sauna save a car?
What?
This is the kind of story I want to know about, okay?
Well, it's very straightforward. A man or a woman in a Tesla thought their car was in park. I love this. The article says that, like, the driver, who is not named, for I wouldn't want to be named either, said that they thought it was in park and they put down the accelerator. Why would you put down the accelerator if you thought it was in park? I don't get it. No. So it wasn't
Maybe
in park.
They were making out.
And he wanted to, they wanted to rev the not engine?
No, just like, you know, and then you were like,
it's getting hot. And you just
or you just like, you didn't try to, but you were like readjusting your body.
Can you do the reversing Tesla sound? What's it?
That's pretty.
Go on, what's yours? You all know it. You've definitely heard it in the streets. That's pretty good.
I don't know it.
Pretty good. Are you 100% heard it? Yeah, anyway, they put their...
What else did we say that about? Oh, you said you didn't know, like, who Miley Cyrus was.
I don't know who she is. No. I said I've never heard a Taylor Swift song.
Taylor Swift song. And you're saying to me I've definitely heard a Tesla
pack. You live in Copenhagen. Yes, you have.
Okay, but I have, like...
Is there electric plug-in stations in your area where you live?
No, not what? not my neighborhood.
Really?
It's Owen again trying to figure out where you live.
How close?
Point at this map. Say the name of the street out loud.
Oh, and I will never tell you where I live.
But anyway, yeah, so the car went into the fjord. And then it didn't... So the thing is, the cars don't... The cars float a little bit. So you go, bloop. And then they got out of the car. And then a floating sauna. You can rent saunas that float and stuff. I think you probably do it in Copenhagen.
Yeah,
as well.
You can. Yeah.
Came to the rescue and saved the two people in the car.
Just a bunch of naked, red, steamy people just coming to rescue you. Like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I just want to drown in this Tesla.
I'm just parking. So there was that. You mentioned if there was I said most Scandinavian story ever, and you mentioned first off bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
I do have bicycle news.
Oh, thank
continuing
God.
The Scandinavian, maybe Danish. We'll see how it goes. Scandinavian Danish news.
Yes.
Sweden has stopped the sales, or like not Sweden itself, but like what's it called? Like a safety. I'm trying to get the translation here. Safety council in Sweden or something like this.
Like traffic safety
safety agency, consumer agency, agency, I can't remember the exact name, have stopped the sales of the Hovding?
Oh yeah.
What's it called?
I heard this on the way here on the news in Danish,
and
I
was like,
I got the whole thing, and I was like, I only had to try a little bit. You know, it was like in the background. And then I was like, oh, that's weird. And I was like, wow, I'm accidentally listening to Danish news.
Yeah.
That was cool.
But yes, so they're stopping the sales of those helmets in
So these are Sweden. the inflatable,
yes, the
airbaggy.
They're like, what do you call those?
Neck helmets. They're like, I don't know, they're bracelet? Like scarf things, Sharpies, like necklace things, and then they, when you hit a bump, if you...
This is so weird. It's such a simple thing, we're struggling to describe it.
It's not a real thing. It's its own thing.
Yeah,
it doesn't have a word.
But isn't that interesting that we're like, it's a thing, but you put it around, it's a neck brace. It's a neck brace that turns into a helmet when you fall. Okay. That's what it is, a neck
but
brace.
But it's not
if you,
a neck
yeah.
brace.
Yeah, but
it
if
doesn't
you...
brace your neck, so it's not that. It's something else.
It's the closest thing. It looks like a neck brace.
Okay, it looks like a neck brace. It looks like a hoodie that's bunched up around your neck.
It's really important we get this description correct. I just want to say
that.
And
then when you crash your bike, it's supposed to like come up, inflate over your head like a helmet.
Yeah.
And so that like the 99.99 days that you don't get in a bike crash, you don't ruin your hair. And then the one day that you do ruin your hair.
But you also save your brain.
And you save your brain.
So after doing some research, it turns out that it hasn't popped every time it's meant to pop. Now, we were talking about this beforehand.
You don't mean pop. You mean like inflated.
Inflates.
Okay.
Yeah. When I say inflates in time, right? Marius was saying that before this, that it's happened where people have had it inflate by smaller incidences, right?
Like if you drop your keys and you bend down to pick it up. Poof,
but that good sound effect. I'm loving the sound effects in this episode.
Yeah.
Tesla backs up.
Tesla backs into you.
Then it deflates.
A dog barks.
Arf.
Goddamn poodle. Yeah, so they've said that, and it's interesting because there's, if you look at the advertising, this company has said, I think they're based in Malmö, because I looked at one of their videos and it's definitely Malmö where they filmed it. So it could be a Malmö based company, but it's meant to be like the safest helmet, and Sweden's come in and said no, you're just not safe enough, and they're not imploring, but they're suggesting Denmark do the same now.
Denmark has looked into this, I heard on the news, in Danish on the way over. Oh, yeah. There. Oh, yeah. So this could be correct and it could not be. they said,
that's us.
They said that they are not, they're saying if you already have one, you can keep it, and you should just know the circumstances and the accidents that it's not good to have it for it. Like, this is in the news. They're like, so there's like two or three circumstances where it's not the ideal helmet for it. And if you just know those, it's like, then you will try not to get in those accidents.
I'm not really sure. Just avoid those accidents.
I'm open to other accidents, but these particular three, that's an accident I can handle
with this baby.
Sure, I'll do that.
But you also said they had like a little kind of a
There's like a
read between the lines,
a disclaimer kind of thing. There's a disclaimer somewhere. I can't find it now, but there's a disclaimer saying, "If it doesn't inflate in time, it's not our fault." Something like that, and the authorities have said actually it is. So there's a little disclaimer saying not all accidents.
Disclaimers are so handy, though.
Pardon?
Disclaimers are so handy.
Yes, they really, really are. They really are. If you read, if we spent more time reading them, we'd be shocked at what's going on. And one last thing. Yeah. Somebody, I put up a post about one of the episodes we did recently. Was it last week's episode where we talked about Aarhus being great and trying to make the world a better place with getting rid of terrible chicken and stuff?
Yeah.
I put that up on our Facebook or something like this, and somebody wrote, "It's the better city."
Wow.
And I couldn't tell if the tone was like, "It's the better city," or like, it's the better city.
I think it was a serious
yeah, tone. Yeah, somebody's like, "It's the better city."
Yeah.
And that seems to be continuing.
Yes, because maybe Aarhus should come with a too happy disclaimer. That was terrible, Marius.
Wow.
But if Aarhus was a dog, what kind of dog?
It's a golden retriever, I think.
It's the Owen of cities?
I think it's the Owen of cities, yeah. The happiest city in the world were determined by the British Company Institute for Quality of Life, which studied more than 100 places around the globe. The rating included 200 cities, and Aarhus was top. The assessment of happiness was based on factors such as political system, education, ecology, transport, economy, and
ecology?
Other... ecology.
Oh, ecology. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to make fun of you. I was like, what's ichiology? What has happened to the world? Ichiology.
Icky?
Yeah.
It's the icky scale.
Low on the icky scale.
Yeah, low on the icky scale. The leader was Aarhus, followed by Amsterdam and Bergen in Norway.
Wow, so that whoever left that message was bang on the money.
Yes, it has got a bit of criticism for how they indexed this, but
It was Klaus Henriksen. Good job, Klaus.
Who left a message?
Yeah.
Thanks, Klaus.
Yeah, thank you, Klaus.
That's a bit of the news. Abby, what you want to suggest some stuff for people to do?
Oh, yeah, I got some stuff for people to do.
In the meantime, while Abby's looking... Oh, you got it?
Oh, I think so. If I have to scroll through all your chit-chat, guys. Like, oh, my God. Wow, talky-talky, complimenting each other. Oh, let's hang out more. We love each other.
Abby's looking at our message group.
Give it a rest.
People don't know what's happening.
Okay. On March 12th, this is an early one, but I'm saying it early because this show keeps selling out. Mm. It's the first time they're doing it at Comedy Zoo, though. It's the Almost Danes show. Mm-hmm. Oleg Beck and Kriti Prajapati are doing their show that's been like selling out all over the freaking country. Yeah. And this might be the last
time,
one.
Right? I mean,
every single time, selling out. They're doing great. It's hosted by Adrian McKinder. And they've
been to Sweden with it also.
Yeah. And they're like, this might be the last one. And then they're going to write a new one. They're doing great.
Yep.
So that one. It's March 12th at Comedy Zoo. You can buy tickets on their website. February 27th at Comedy Zoo is the English open mic, which open mic is not. It's like English comedy at Comedy Zoo, and that's hosted by Jefferson Bond. I'll be doing some comedy there that night. Ooh. And then this weekend, on Saturday, I'm hosting a show at Bremen Theater with some international acts. One of them is my really good friend, Lara Ricote. She's a very funny comedian and my buddy. So it's going to be a really fun show.
That's lovely.
And it's also on in Aalborg on Sunday. And the two other guys are really nice too. I just don't have sleepovers with them. They're really great. They're funny. It's going to be a fun show.
Fantastico.
That's what I got.
If you want, if you like us and you want to help us, check out our Patreon, Copy in Copenhagen Patreon. What, Abby? What?
It's my birthday on Monday. I thought when you're saying the Patreon thing, be like, oh, if you thought like, oh, should I join the Patreon? Just remember, it's my birthday on Monday.
Abby's birthday on Monday. Yeah. And you get, not only would you be making Abby really happy and the rest of us really happy, you also get extra content and you get free tickets. We give out free tickets to events and everything we do, you hear it at the Patreon first.
Oh, yeah.
And if all that's too much for you right now, don't worry, because you can just listen here again on Monday when we have a chatty conversation about something.
Yeah.
And that's on Monday. But until Monday, stay
Pong.
Ping.
Oh, for goodness sake.